Oh, Father, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, there's one prayer, you know, there was something that God said when through Nathan to David. I just want to read that scripture to us here. That's in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. And that God says, you know, these are the things I want, I will let the children of Israel ask me to do for them. I will increase them like a flock. So you can make specific requests about things to the Lord, especially when you have precedence in his word. There's one I want to read from here. Quickly, 2 Samuel chapter 7. Now, because of time, I'll rush to the point really that I want. But this starts from verse 8. Nathan was speaking here. God was speaking to Nathan to go and tell David. From verse 8, he said, "Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord, I took you from this pasture, from following the sheep." And they describe all the things that God did in his life. He said in verse 12, he said, "When your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendants after you, who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me." Now notice this one, verse 14. "I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. When he commits iniquity, I will correct him with the rod of men and the strokes of the sons of men. But my loving kindness, even while I'm correcting him, shall not depart from him, as I took it away from Saul, who I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever, shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever." Now, I want you to notice something here. This was what God said concerning the children of David. He said, "This is what I will do for your son. Even when he disobeys me, I will correct him. I will use different methods, but even in the correction, my loving kindness will not depart from him." I want you to just utter a prayer to the Lord concerning your children. Is that, you see it there? Very simple. Say, "Lord," it's very simple. Simple words. Say, "Lord, let your loving kindness never depart from my children." It's a very simple prayer. Say, "Lord, in the name of Jesus, I am asking you that your loving kindness will never depart from my children. Lord, even if they disobey you, correct them. Let them be your own personal children." These are requests you are making. Correct them with your loving kindness. Return them into the path of righteousness. Like I was saying earlier, sound like in Job. The boy goes to where they are smoking in their hem. The rod of men is those men who will beat him and send him back home. He won't come there again. And that's what God said here concerning David. "If your son disobeys me, I will correct him. I may have to discipline him, but I will correct him. While I am doing that, my loving kindness will not depart from him." Therefore, ask for your children. Say, "Lord, in the name of Jesus, my children, let your loving kindness never depart from them. Correct them, Lord, when you need to. Correct them with your loving kindness. Discipline them, Lord, with your hand, but let your loving kindness never depart from them." Say, "Lord, cause them to serve you all the days of their lives. Cause them, Lord, to walk in the path of righteousness. Lord, I dedicate them to you again. You send them to me. And Lord, I'm dedicating them to you. Remember Samuel. He was sent into the house of Hannah. But Hannah gave him to the Lord. In the same manner, you don't have to go and drop our children these days in a particular temple. We can give them fully to the Lord. Do your own portion. Say to the children, you will serve God. I dedicate you to God. Hannah did not ask Samuel's permission. As soon as Elkanah agreed, because Elkanah was part of that agreement, he did not annul it. She did not ask for Samuel's permission. That's the son. She dedicated him to the Lord. Dedicate your children to the Lord also. Say to them, you will build the house of God. That's what God was saying here. You will build the house of God. You will preach the gospel of Jesus. You will manifest the glory of God. Say, Lord, let everyone serve you as I'm giving them to you right now. I dedicate, as they are born, I dedicate them to the service of the Lord Jesus Christ and to the service of our Heavenly Father. I say to each one of them, be filled with His Spirit. Oh, that's why I say, look, everybody, give your child, you can give many names, but let one of those names have something to do directly with the name of God. When I call my son Akiolu, the Olu there is short for the Lord. All my children, they have a name like that. In summary, we are saying to our children, you will serve God. I dedicate you to God. You are God's property. Once again, say, Lord, your loving kindness will not depart away from these children. You will cause them to walk in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. You will lead them, Lord, by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Just as that same prayer we are praying, let's pray for them. Simple. They wait. Look, we can be interceding for the bushmen in one jungle somewhere that they will know the gospel. Directly also, let's say to those children, and we are asking the Lord and we are telling them, say, Lord, you will give them understanding of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Open their eyes to understand it, so that when they hear it, they will know indeed that Jesus died for them, and that they are supposed to live serving Him. It's simple. Say, Lord, give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. Lord, let them believe in you. Say, Jesus, take them and let them understand the gospel. It's simple. It's simple. Let's pray that prayer in a minute. You can use the same words that I used. You don't have to manufacture big words. They are just simple. Say, Lord, I have dedicated these children to you. But the real service of God begins with the knowledge of the saving grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Lord, open their eyes to see it. Everything that will blind their eyes to see the truth of the glory of the gospel of Jesus, I rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. That as early as is possible, as God says, look, you have reached the age of accountability, they will hear that gospel and they will believe it. You will hear that gospel. You are talking to one of them. You will believe it. And the next one, you take his name. You take her name. You will hear this gospel and you will believe it. And you will dedicate your life to this gospel. Remember, it is the children that are born in Zion that we are talking about. It is the children that are born in Zion. Say, you will be born in Zion. Remember. Say, you will be born in Zion. Remember. We read that from the book of Psalms 87. He said God will take a special note and say this one and that one were born in her. He said, but of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in her. Oh, Father, we give you thanks. There was something that Jesus Christ said, and I want you to note it. Remember we said this to our children? They were sent into our homes. No, we said that. That is, God gave them to you. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Even if you can't see them physically, let me tell you again, God gave those children to you.
Amen.
I said give. Say, I'm not married yet. I know what I'm saying. God has given them to you. And remember, Jesus said, of all the ones that you gave me, I did not lose any. Apart from the son of perdition who was already perditioned. You understand my English there? That his own destiny was, he was sent. Jesus said, I chose you 12. One of you is a thief. The day he was chosen, God knew something. Jesus knew something was out of order. But remember, we prayed a prayer. The son of, in fact, let's quickly pray it again. Just declare it in a few sentences. Say, the son of perdition, it can be a woman too, you will not pass through my house. I quickly say, say, Lord, the son of perdition will not pass through my home. Go somewhere else if you need to use somebody, not my house. Lord, that is one ministry I'm not volunteering for. Every one of my children will serve the Lord. Everyone. Say, Lord, I declare boldly, like the Lord Jesus Christ, of everyone that you will give to me or you have given me, I will not lose any. 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 None of my children is a child of perdition. No Judas. I refuse the spirit of Judas in my home. Father God, take that spirit somewhere else. Let it not come into my home. I volunteer my home only for the children of righteousness. And I say, Lord, this is my prayer. Of all that you have given me, of all that you are giving to me, none will be lost. None will be lost. I request the resources of heaven to lead them into the sheepfold of the Lord. Every one of my children born in Zion. Every one of my children born in Zion. Every one of my children born in Zion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm minding our time. Like I said, we're not ending this today. We're just starting it so that we can continue in our various homes. And anybody listening to this from anywhere can learn the lessons of what our children need. Now, let's do something. This is one of my favorite parts. You know what I'm talking about, I'm sure. Let's just read that portion of the scriptures. Genesis chapter 27. Quickly. I'm going to read it from backwards. That is, we'll go to the latter verses. And then go back to the earlier ones. Genesis chapter 27. Oh, the Bible says there is a proper procedure for everything. Many people want good for their children. Very few people have ever done this thing that we are doing. They have saved money. You see their accounts, fat. They are networking. People, you know, some people, they want children to do what they are teaching them how to lie. Do you know that? You want the child to do well. You are teaching the child how to cheat. My wife, you know, and also in the house today, Pastor Courage, his wife, my wife and I were discussing, I think it was yesterday or today. Parents who teach the children how to copy from the neighbor. A woman actually said this in my wife's presence. Her child didn't pass an exam. She was angry with the child. Why didn't you copy from your neighbor? He said, you mean Christians don't know these things are bad? The child passes an exam by cheating. I said, look, most exam malpractice are paid for by parents. What does the SS child know about money? It's the parents that give them money to go to special centers. Meanwhile, God says, if this child is going to do well, he must learn the way of the Lord in doing righteousness and what? Justice. Many people are setting up their children for failure. So this child do as I born you so. You must fail. That's it. This child, as I warn you, failure is your portion. Why? They are teaching the child how to lie, how to cheat. Yet they are saving up money for that child. My child must go to school in Princeton, go to school in Harvard, go to any school, once it's a foreign school, even if they are all Satanists there. Just go to school abroad. Where's your son? Oh, last is his second year in mention one American university. I'm feeling very happy. Taught him how to lie, how to cheat, how to do everything wrong. And you think you are setting him up for destiny. All we are doing is understanding the right, the proper way for spiritual destiny. The Bible says there's a proper procedure. That's it. Wisdom is to learn the proper procedure. And listen, whether we like it or not, life is life. You didn't make it, you met it. Yeah, you get my point? God made it. 20 years, these things that we are saying, you will see them manifest live. You will see them. You will tell the stories. The only prayer I pray for you, and you will say amen to that, is that your own story will be the good side.
Amen.
Yeah, at the end of the story, you'll be nodding. So that time... People say, if your child doesn't go to school abroad, they can't do well. Say, oh, those who went to school abroad, they are working for my son. Listen, your child can go to school anywhere. I'm not saying going to school abroad is bad. I'm just saying that if he doesn't have this one, it's a waste of time. After you have put this one in place, you are careful to train the child. Then if God arranges events, you see, it's faith we're addressing. Are you getting my point? It's where your faith is we're addressing. If God now arranges events and says, okay, oh, between you and your wife and your children, you are going to go to Australia, and while you are there, they will go to school, and it's an international school, number one in the world, all well and good. While they are going there, you know this does not mean anything. Your child is doing very well in school. You know, something happens to Christians a lot. They like the faith of God when things are not working well. Let me say what I'm saying. If your child is doing very well in school, you are confident about his destiny. But if he's not doing well in school, you pray about his destiny. Do you understand my point?
Yes.
That is error. No matter how well you are doing in school, I remove my eye from it. When I want to pray for you, I don't think of it. I pray for you, like that. You are neutral. I've seen smart, look, when we're in school, when we're medical students, we go to the psychiatric ward. The distribution of people there are equal. Whether you are smart or foolish, it doesn't matter. You can arrive there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Listen, Christians, let's follow the word of God fully. Do you understand my point? This time when I'm talking about fully, and I mean in every ramification. The other day I went to a church. One brother finished preaching. And I told him, I was blessed by his message. He talked on mercy. We need mercy. We need mercy. At the end, I said, oh, that was a beautiful message. I was really blessed by it. I said, there's only one problem. Not with the messenger, with Christians. I said, Christians, you see this thing you've said now? You saw everybody was praying when you say, we need mercy, we need mercy. I said, when it comes to the one they have done well, they're not going to remember. God, I have given, you will bless me. But anyway, when they not do badly, Lord, I need mercy. I said, you either take mercy or you take works. You can't take works when you like it and take mercy when things are bad. Do you understand my point? This message that I'm preaching today is for the physically rich and for the physically poor. Are you getting what I'm saying? That if you are hearing this and your children are in Harvard, you still need the message. If you are living there and you have the money, fine. I'm not saying withdraw your children. Did I say that? No. I'm saying realize that you can be in Harvard. You can be in UNILAG. You can be anywhere. It doesn't make any difference. What to make your children is what we are discussing. Is the spiritual substance. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. I'm just saying all the things I say. It seems like, you know, sometimes when you are correcting people, so you seem to lean a bit more to one end. Because sometimes you have to correct the way my countrymen today, Christians, unbelievers can do what they like. They don't have any hope without God, without hope in this world. You had better use flesh. You know what I mean? Use the flesh method you have. But for those of us that have God, we have hope. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
We have hope. Amen. And we cannot pretend like we don't. We can't behave like we don't. Therefore, we don't put our energy, we don't put our faith in material things. We put our faith first in the word of God. After this, other things now line up. You can see God begin to work miracles in people's lives. You will see a poor man in quotes now, physically speaking. His son will win a scholarship and go to the best universities in the world. And God can use that to set him up. Are you getting my point? But listen, you don't make an idol of the hand of God. That is very important. You don't make an idol of the hand of God. Know what I mean by that? If that's the method God used to set the young man up, that's just a method. There are other methods. You can't say everything must follow that pathway. No. Somebody who didn't think that, my children will go to this kind of university, suddenly wins a scholarship. All of them, the whole family, win scholarship. Boom. All of them line up. People are looking at, how are you doing it? But we still don't make an idol of the hand of God. The only idol we are supposed to have is the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
That's it. We focus on that word and that word alone. We channel our energy. You know, he said the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh. They are mighty through God. That's what we use. Everything moves through God. Genesis chapter 27. Like I said, I'm going to read this backwards. That is, we'll read the latter part first, and then we'll go back to how he did it. And then we'll pray with that, give the Lord thanks, and then we'll close. Remember, after Isaac finished blessing Jacob, not realizing it was Jacob, we already explained that his spiritual substance was passed across. And how do I know that? Because when Esau came in and said, I have come to collect the blessing, and he realized that somebody else had gone, the Bible says that he trembled. Why did he tremble? Because that's verse 33. Then Isaac trembled violently. That tells us that Isaac knew that something left. The spiritual substance went. And that was why he could not reverse it. And he emphasized, he said, who was it that came? He said, and I blessed him. And he said, surely he shall be blessed. And that one is in verse 33. He said, yes, and he shall be blessed. Even though I knew the person, at least physically speaking, came to steal, it appeared like. He said, but because of that spiritual substance that I felt, it left me. I knew God kept those words in my mouth. When I released it, I knew they were gone. He said, yes, he shall be blessed. And what was it that those words constituted? You go down to verse 37. Isaac said to Esau, this was what I did. He said, behold, I have made him your master, and all his relatives I have given to him as servants, and with grain and new wine I have sustained him. Notice that. He said, this was what he did. I want us to do that as we leave, before we leave now. What we are going to do is to make our children masters in this life. We are going to make people who don't believe in God, who believe in the arm of flesh, to be their servants. We are going to sustain them with grain and with new wine. Remember that grain refers to basic necessities of life, whereas new wine refers to what? The luxuries of life. That is, if your child wants to buy a private jet, he will be able to afford it. Say amen.
Amen.
That's it. That's what it means to sustain somebody with new wine. If he decided, look, all I want to drive is, I just want to be driving only Rolls Royces, all right? Just a decision. Why? Because I like it. Hear ye the word of the Lord. She will be able to afford it.
Amen.
That's new wine. What is grain? It will not happen that they will look for breakfast they will not have. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, I have sustained it with grain. He said, it will not happen that they are looking for clothes they won't have to wear. It will not happen that they will be homeless. That is grain, the basic things of life. But beyond grain, they will have the abundance of this life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
How did he do it? Let's go back. I said we'll start from there and go backwards. He said from verse 27 towards the end, he says, see, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Now look at the prayer. Now may God give you the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth, and with an abundance of grain and new wine, may people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be masters of your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you. That's the summary of all the prayer. Now you are going to sustain your children with grain and with new wine. If you are ready, say amen.
Amen.
First, let's read it together. I will read and you repeat. He said, hear ye the word of the Lord.
My children,
God will give you the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth,
abundance of grain,
abundance of new wine. Say, peoples will serve you, nations will bow down to you.
You'll
be master of peoples,
and other people will bow down to you.
Say to them, say, cursed be those who curse you.
Cursed be those who curse you.
And blessed be those who bless you.
And blessed be those who bless you.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
It is that simple. That is it. Now I want us to do it individually, using your own words. Open that scripture, begin to declare it the way you like it. There are things that Isaac did not say directly. Say it. Say things like, you will build multinational companies. The angels of God will defend you. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Say, I sustain you with grain. I sustain you with new wine. In the name of Jesus, lack is not your portion. Everywhere you go, God will command favor to flow towards you. Say, the Lord will surround you with favor round about as with a shield. Say it loud, that the Lord will surround you round about with favor as with a shield. Declare Psalm 23 over them. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. The Lord will always be with you. The Lord will be with you in your going out and in your coming in. Wherever you are, far away from home, close to home. Wherever you are, far away from home, close to home, the angels of the Lord will continue to defend you. They will deliver you from all trouble. When you enter into a vehicle, safety is your portion. When you alight from that vehicle, safety is your portion. When you fly in the air, safety is your portion. When you go by boat, safety is your portion. Say to your children, I will not have to worry over you, because God will take care of you. Because God will take care of you. Because God will defend you and protect you. Oh, say to your children, God will give you the dew of heaven. God will give you the fatness of the earth. You will have abundance of grain, and you have abundance of new wine. Peoples will serve you. Men will serve you. Men will bow down to you. Foreigners will bow down to you. They will seek your favor. They will seek your blessing. Because of the glory of God, I will be seen upon you. Because of the glory of God, I will be seen upon you. Let's pray that prayer like Timothy. Say that the faith of God that is in me will dwell more abundantly inside you. You will serve God in a greater measure. You will love the word of God in a greater measure. Tell your children, say, you will love God, though. You will love God. I will not lose any one of you to this world. Bless them with long life and with prosperity. Say, you will live and you will not die. You will live into old age. You will confound every statistics. When they say life expectancy is so, say, that one I don't know. I'm not looking at your genes, I'm not looking at your genotype. I am telling you, you will live, you will not die. You will see your children, your children's children, and the children of those one also. You will see the children of your children's children. In the name of Jesus. That God will be with you. I just feel like doing something. Everybody, just close your eyes for a moment. Then do this one anytime you have the opportunity. But in your heart, just form a picture and start laying hands on them one by one. Then inside your heart, take your son, say, in Jesus' name, it is well with you. They say, look, as you are doing that, your spiritual hand is landing on somebody's head. Your child may be abroad right now. They may have gone for holiday somewhere. As you are doing it, if something, you know, healing is entering their body. Fever is departing away from them. Protection is being, you know, into them. Say, it shall be well with you. Yeah, spiritually, lay hands on them. It is well with you. 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 Declare it that it is well with your whole households. Declare it. For those of you that don't have children here, when your children are born, they will start talking shortly after because of the power of the anointing of God. When strange things begin to happen, just know why. You were praying for those children before they were born. You were praying for those children before they were born. Just begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, just say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for that power. Thank you for that thing that the poor and the rich have. Thank you. Just say, Lord, thank you. Say, Lord, we give you thanks. Let's just wave our hands and just thank him. Say, Lord, we thank you. Because you are good. Say, great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.
How can you work when you don't know the way of the wind? And how can you run when you don't know the way of the Spirit? And how can you fly like the eagles when you don't know the way of the wind? But there's a power at work in you, and it's bringing everything in you in obedience to Christ. He's bringing everything in us in obedience to Christ. We have swallowed our pride and we choose to swallow it. We have come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands are the keys to eternal life. A little here and a little there, till the day we're done. He's at work in us, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. He's bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Every day swallow your pride and come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands are the keys to eternal life. A little here and a little there, till the day we're done. He's at work in us, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. See, God is doing something new every day. God is doing something new in our lives. And he won't stop. He won't stop until we look just like him. He won't stop. He won't stop until we look just like him. See, you may not feel it. You may not see it now. You may not understand it. You may not be able to describe it. But when it's over, when it's over, when it's over, we will look just like him. And he won't stop. He won't stop until we look just like him. He won't stop. He won't stop until we look just like him. God is doing something new in your life. See, God is doing something new every day. And he won't stop. He won't stop until we look just like him. He won't stop. He won't stop until we look just like him. You may not see it. You may not be able to describe it. Words may fail you. You may not understand it. But just believe in. Just keep believing. For when it's over, when it's over, we will look just like him. Say, Lord, don't stop. Lord, don't stop until I look just like him. Can you say, Lord, don't stop. Lord, don't stop until I look just like you. Say, Lord, don't stop. Oh, Lord, don't stop until I look just like. One more time. Lord, don't stop. Lord, don't stop until I look just like you.
Hallelujah. 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 Father, we give you thanks for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for that ministration. Thank you for answering our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you're blessed today, shout a loud amen.
Amen.